The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
In the United States, President Donald Trump has granted presidential pardons to more than 1,500 people convicted of offences related to the storming of the US Capitol on January 6th, 4 years ago. The new president also signed orders to pull the US out of the Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
In an unprecedented move, Donald Trump turned the business of government into entertainment, publicly signing the first half dozen of a raft of executive orders before a 20,000-strong crowd at a rally in a basketball arena in central Washington. But he reserved the most serious orders for his first hours in the Oval Office, where, in the presence of television cameras and answering questions from reporters, President Trump signed an order pardoning all but 14 people convicted for their roles in the attack on the Capitol on January 6th. The remaining 14 had their sentences commuted, and some 300 pending cases were ordered to be dismissed. A crowd gathered outside the District of Columbia jail in anticipation of prisoners being released. Other executive orders signed last night included withdrawing the US from the Paris Climate Accord for the second time, pulling the US out of the World Health Organization, shutting down the border with Mexico to all migrants and asylum seekers, and opening up vast tracts of Alaska for oil and gas extraction. He also began moves to end the granting of US citizenship to people born in the United States. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
World leaders and global chief executives have been descending on the Swiss ski resort of Davos for the first full day of the World Economic Forum. Participants have been processing US President Donald Trump's inauguration address and his initial executive orders. The European Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen, who will address the forum this morning, said the EU looked forward to working closely with President Trump to tackle global challenges. From Davos, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
Thousands of delegates, world leaders and tech influencers arrived just in time to watch Donald Trump's inauguration speech during the social gatherings that followed the forum's meetings. Some executives looked forward to Trump cutting regulation and boosting the stock market. At other moments, there were gasps of shock at some of his pronouncements. The organisers have described this year's gathering as a highly consequential moment in global history, with the world on the cusp of breathtaking technological advances, while the level of cooperation between countries and geopolitical blocs has fallen to its lowest since the end of the Cold War. Speakers today include Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, the Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, the Chinese Vice Premier Ding Xuexiang, the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and Cyril Ramaphosa, the South African President. There will be appearances by the Israeli President, the Qatari Prime Minister, and the German opposition leader Friedrich Merz, who's expected to be the next Chancellor. Each will have their own hopes and fears on Trump's vision. But for European leaders and officials, there is relief that Trump avoided spelling out a programme of tariffs on EU goods. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Davos.
The Dáil's Business Committee meets this morning to consider a joint submission from five opposition parties and groups which challenges the Ceann Comhairle's view that independent TDs who will support the government but are not ministers can join an opposition technical group for speaking rights. Both Sinn Féin and Labour say their legal advice suggests that such a move is not covered by the Dáil's standing orders and must be rejected. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
It's not customary for Sinn Féin, Labour, the Social Democrats, People Before Profit Solidarity and some independent TDs to band together and make a joint submission challenging the Ceann Comhairle on the Dáil's standing orders. It's happening due to the depth of feeling around most of the opposition that independent TDs who plan to back the coalition in every vote of its five-year term should not be allowed to join an opposition technical group and secure more time to speak in the chamber. However, in a letter last week to members of the Dáil's Business Committee, which has representatives from all parties and groups and regulates the Dáil's schedule, Ceann Comhairle Verona Murphy said that there was a long-standing precedent to allow it. When the Business Committee meets this morning at 11 o'clock, the Ceann Comhairle's position is going to be challenged. Also under a degree of pressure is the Aonthu leader Pádraig Tobin for agreeing that independent TDs who are going to back the government can join the technical group his party is part of, something Sinn Féin has characterised as facilitating stroke politics. Deputy Tobin rejects that. He also says the technical group is not dependent on Aonthu TDs to exist.
There are fears over the future of around 300 jobs in County Wexford. The jobs are at risk at the financial services firm BNY. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Around 310 people are employed at BNY's Wexford location. The company also has offices in Dublin and Cork, but these bases are not expected to be impacted. The Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Peter Burke, said BNY has not yet confirmed details of job losses, which will depend on a consultation period, which begins tomorrow. It's understood there will be options for redundancy, virtual working and relocating to Dublin.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, delivering exceptional performance with quiet operation, the Arona R290, Grant's most innovative heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Some dense areas of fog at first this morning, slowly clearing to leave a dry day with sunny spells and scattered showers. However, cloudier at first in the south and east, with outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Highest temperature is 6 to 9 degrees.